This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1. This is Bob Fetrakis, and you are listening to The Other Side of the News. Today, helping us to facilitate research into fractivism in Ohio, anti-fracting activists, and just the question of how business is being conducted in the oil and gas business here in Ohio. We have Greg Pace, fractivist, in the studio. Welcome to The Other Side of the News, Greg.
Thanks, Bob.
We're working on a story at thefreepress.org. We've got a first draft here. And perhaps we'll allow you to comment as we go along why this story is important. And I'm quoting here from the draft at freepress.org. The story begins with a November 10th, 2011 call from Jeff and Carrie Bond to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, ODNR, complaining that a brine tank owned by Jeff Miley of Miley Gas Company was leaking. ODNR Inspector David Ball showed up and expressed little interest in the leaking Miley gas tank. Instead, he insisted on inspecting the Bonds' gas well, which they used to heat their home. According to the Bonds, Ball told them, quote, "We'll probably have to plug your well," end quote.
That's pretty much what happened, yep.
Okay, let me get this straight. You find some leaking brine tank, you call up the Department of Natural Resources, and they come up and essentially tell you they're going to plug the gas well that's heating your home. Isn't there a problem with that, Greg Pace?
Well, according to the Department of Natural Resources, I don't think they saw a problem in that respect at the time. Of course, the landowners that called them had a big problem with it because they had a contamination site problem with their well on their property out in rural southeast Ohio. And when they called ODNR to come out, I think they were rather surprised that rather than focusing on the contamination problem, that they were focusing on other aspects of, I believe, that what they had told ODNR in the process. And the operators that had been using the well on their property, was responsible for the fill, or at least taking care of the spill and the contamination, was somebody that I don't think ODNR really wanted to give a lot of attention to, because he's been doing a lot of allegedly, I guess I would say, illegal ways of operating for many years. And I think ODNR at that point didn't want to have any light being brought on this operator. And so rather than focus on the spill at that point, I think that they were trying to let the landowners that called them know that they needed to let this thing go, or they were going to basically shut off their gas. I think that's basically how that went.
So, interesting approach there. You call out the regulators, and they tell you, you keep complaining about these violations, we're going to come after you. So, and I quote here from the draft of the Free Press article, after the Bonds began to complain about Miley, brine from the tank began to leak into a pond on their property, creating a dead zone within the pond. So it looks like the situation got worse.
Yeah, that was getting into EPA territory with the Clean Water Act and so forth, and they actually called the EPA up around that time, and the EPA didn't respond. And actually, it was about, I guess it was in February this year that the EPA finally came out with a U.S. EPA and an Ohio EPA inspector to their house. I was actually at the meeting, kind of helping them along as a witness. And really, the EPA couldn't do anything because the contamination was old. They actually had samples, but the samples weren't documented as new, and they hadn't It was just a matter of very old documentation and so forth by the time they got around to them. So.
But if it's leaking, couldn't they get a new sample? I mean, there's these things called, you know, sample kits. You go down and you take a new sample if it's a present problem. At least that's my perspective.
Right. I think that the leak stopped. I don't think that it's leaking now like it was then. That's the problem. And so they didn't catch the problem at the right time. The EPA kind of dragged their feet for whatever reason. So that's what we're finding, a lot of that stuff going on with the glass drilling.
So we wrote at thefreepress.org, dissatisfied with the ODNR, the bonds turned to the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency initially doesn't show up. Doesn't show up till February. But they call the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, and instead the ODNR Inspector Ball reappears with more employees from the ODNR, including Tom, is it Tugent?
Yeah, I believe he was the deputy chief of the oil and gas at ODNR at the time. Now, I'm almost sure that he was the deputy chief at the time, which was only 2 years ago, so that would have been the right time frame for that. And so, you know, you get these three people. You got a local ODNR inspector, got another guy from, I think, the New Philadelphia office, I believe, Gene Cheney, and Tom Tugin, who was the deputy chief of oil and gas for Ohio, that show up at their house when they were expecting the EPA to show up. And when these people, these landowners, the bonds, when they were talking to these three ODNR people, they were assuming that they were the EPA, or at least they had the EPA with them. They didn't tell them for the whole visit until the end of the visit that, oh, by the way, the EPA isn't here with us today. And so they didn't really, you know, they're keeping this on the hush. They're trying to keep this whole aspect in the hush here.
Well, according to the bonds, Ball, the local inspector, told them if they didn't shut up, they would be written up for violations.
Daily violations. They knew of, I believe, two wells on their property, gas wells, and they come to find out they actually have 12 gas wells on their property, 10 they didn't even know about. And the ODNR, of course, look up the records.
And some of those dating back to
1927 was one of them, yeah. And so what happened in the process here, another couple months down the road, or actually right in that area within a month, I guess, Dave Ball actually went out on their property. It was actually, I think, Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. He trespassed on their property, and he actually found, I put quotation marks, found a 2-inch pipe sticking out of the ground on a well that they didn't even have a clue that they had on their property, and told him he was going to give them daily violations on this well. Basically, if they didn't keep their mouths shut and stop, you know, pressing for this operator, this Miley Gas, because he's just he's doing a lot of things that are really fraudulent aspects of the gas industry out there.
And then another ODNR inspector emerges, Cindy Van Dyne, who shows up to inspect the property, and the bonds allege she tells them also, quote, keep it quiet. About the leaking brine.
Well, not only that, she told them at that time. Now, this is from the mouths of Carrie and Jeff Bond, the landowners. According to both of them, Cindy Van Dyne told them that Governor Kasich wants to rush this gas through. You know, we're trying to get this through as fast as we can, so we're not really doing things, you know, the way you're supposed to on the up and up. Basically, not exactly those words, but that's pretty much what Cindy told them, that they're just trying to get this stuff going. So they need to be quiet and allow this all to happen.
So a heroic freewheeling stage of capitalism where the rules and regulations don't really matter to jumpstart this renewed fossil fuel industry, including fracking in Ohio. The governor wants us to look the other way?
Well, he wants, obviously, if everybody in the state knew what was going on, we wouldn't be looking the other way, but he just doesn't want to get, I don't think anybody wants it to get to the point where most people look the other way. I think there are very few people in the ODNR, in the gas industry, that are looking the other way. So,
But what next? I mean, fracking public lands, fracking under lake, fracking around reservoir, injecting wells and causing earthquake. Who knows where this could lead, Greg Pace, fractivists?
Well, we ran into this with the Freshwater Accountability Project because we've been involved with trying to stop the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District, which has 14 lakes in eastern Ohio under their jurisdiction. They're a subdivision of the state of Ohio, which is really crazy because a lot of the legislatures don't even understand who the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District is. And there's arguments as to whether they're a private or a public organization. And they're under the state of Ohio, so they should be public. And they receive state pensions under the organization, the employees, but they call themselves private. So what's happening is they're actually leasing land around the lakes to get the gas underneath them. And they're supposed to be operating under the public trust and under the public will, and yet they're acting as a private sector organization. And they're putting assessments on people in the area, taxing. They're not asking people, there's no voting on the taxing. They just put assessments on people. And so they're really kind of a non-democratic organization. And we really want to stop the fracking of the lakes. We think out of all the aspects of fracking, state land, state property, state parks, farms, you know, dairy farms, wherever they're doing it, the lakes are probably one of the worst case scenarios, especially Seneca Lake. And so this was our concern, that we ran into what was going on with the leasing aspect, and we're finding out more and more. This is just in Noble County. There are actually, the bonds have one lawsuit. There's 12 lawsuits in Noble County against Antero Resources and Miley Gas, which are the operators down there, because they basically took their leases right out from underneath them. These people were understood, and they do. They legally own their mineral rights. And Miley Gas, Antero, through Miley Gas, through all these lease flipping of their mineral rights, stole their mineral rights right out from underneath them. It's pretty insane. He's also, as the bonds have realized, their son actually works for one of these operators down there, that a gathering company who gathers the gas. And, you know, the gas company, Miley Gas Company, gets the gas, then he's supposed to charge people for it or whatever. And the bond's son actually found out, working for this gathering company, that all they're doing is they're taking gas, they're stealing gas from all these people's gas wells, and it's just arbitrary what they pay people. And it's very, very small amount that they pay people. All these wells are supposed to, in the past, have been non-producing wells. And for many years, you know, if you have a non-producing well for 5 years and a gas company doesn't use it, then you get your mineral rights back. So all of these people, there's over 100 landowners down there that assume they had their rights back, their mineral rights back, and yet right out of the blue, this guy, he's taken their gas, and then last year he actually flipped their leases on them. He didn't even own them legally, and sold them to Antero, who's supposed to be doing all this big Utica drilling now around Seneca Lake. And so there's all this activity that's highly, highly questionable and most likely completely illegal going on with the ODNR lease rights.
Okay, so it looks like they're gathering a variety of things, gas and leases. So we go back to December 22nd, 2011. The bonds mail Miley a certified letter telling him to stay off their property. A copy of the letter is also sent to Tugent over there at the ODNR, the deputy chief of oil and gas. Soon after, Inspector Bell shows back up, allegedly re-entering the ranch on this 176-acre farm, and luckily finds a 2-foot pipe coming out of the ground without any identification, so he can write them up for a violation. And again, when they complain, this is what they're alleging, to Tugent about the behavior of Ball, they're being harassed by this bureaucrat. He says, and this is according to the bonds, quote, "You don't know how big business works. Mr. Miley is using a guestimeter and a gentleman's agreement." And then the bonds claim Tugent laughed.
Yeah, that's what she keeps telling us. Every time she tells me this, she goes, he just kind of laughed. And it was on the phone, but she just kind of laughed. He laughed at her.
Well, what's basically wrong with using a guestimeter? This is WCRS 98.3 102.1. You're listening to The Other Side of the News.
The guestimeter is basically just explaining that none of the Miley wells, none of the wells that he uses around here, and he has over 1,200 wells around that area, 1,200 of these wells that we suspect are probably all illegally owned by him, illegally transferred and so forth to his supposed ownership in the
and
process.
And illegally because they don't have tax numbers. They were all filed pretty much around the same time in August of 2011. They seem to violate the state procedures.
Yeah, this started back in 1992. I can't remember all the details exactly, but back around 1992, when Tom Tugin at ODNR was the chief permitting person at ODNR, I believe, and back then he gave an order, I believe it was him that gave the order, to plug a lot of these wells at the time because they were unproductive wells. They'd been unproductive for a long mm-hmm. time. And between 1992 and 1995, this didn't happen. And then 1995, these wells were transferred. A lot of these wells were transferred to Miley. I believe it was to Miley. And so this is just a really strange thing because now all these wells that were transferred in 1995, which were supposed to have been plugged, all this leasing property now is basically around the outskirts, or at least a lot of it is around the outskirts of Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District property on the lake, on Seneca Lake, and they want to drill, have well pads on this property surrounding their property that Miley owns, that the Miley Gas Company supposedly owns. I don't think he really owns it. That's the problem. And so they've got this big drilling company out of Colorado now that ends up with all of the drilling aspects, and they're going to do all the production work, the gas production work from these big wellheads on this private property outside of the conservancy property around the lake, because they're not having the wellheads on their own property next to the lake, but they're going to drill under the lake. And so this is all kind of a big circle of connection here that we're trying to figure out what's going on between the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District, the ODNR, and Miley Gas, and all. There was a lot of operators that all these leases got flipped over the last few years to get it to where it is now. But the problem is that in the whole process, Miley Gas apparently doesn't have his tax IDs, and so that, for one thing...
Why does that matter to our listeners?
Because in order to do a title search, as I understand it, at the county records office, which in this case the Noble County Records Office, to do a title search to clarify who owns the mineral rights in order to do a transfer, or flip the leases in order to do a transfer, you have to have a tax ID number, which Miley, according to the bonds, does not have. And so what happened is, at the county records office, he can't show himself as the owner of these wells. He can't be the owner of the wells, but here in Columbus at the Department of Natural Resources, on these Form 7s are the forms they use to do these mineral lease transfers, and they're recorded by the ODNR. So you get two recording processes. You get the Noble County, which records the deeds. They have the deeds, so you get the mineral lease rights through the county recorder. But then you get a second process through ODNR, but they keep track of the mineral rights so that they can do the permitting. ODNR does all the well permitting in the state. And they don't jive because ODNR has allowed this Miley Gas Company to have ownership of the mineral rights through to get permits. However, he can't prove that he has the mineral rights through the counties, through Noble County.
So ODNR is recognizing these mineral rights through the Form 7s that haven't been recorded per Ohio law at the county level, at the recorder's office.
Well, there have been things that have been recorded eventually, but the thing is that the
is
Miley
that the
Gas...
law eventually you get
well,
to record
yeah,
it?
What happened was 16 years worth of recordings were done in 1 month, I believe.
Okay, there was a little backlog. What, 16 years among friends that aren't enforcing the rules?
Well, if you're not enforcing the rules, I guess that's one thing. But if there's rules to be enforced, then they're not being enforced. So now you got people, you've got these people, Jeff and Carrie Bonds, who are really standing up for us on this, who they're the ones that have been standing up. And they've been threatened. You know, they've been threatened to have daily violations by Tom Tugent and Dave Ball, these ODNR people, if they didn't basically stop doing what they were doing in terms of going after what was going on with Jeff Miley, the Miley gas company. And according to the Bonds, they think that one of their dogs was actually shot by this operator. They think another dog was poisoned by this operator. They can't prove these things, but that's really what they think happened. There was one day that Jeff Miley was out down in his garden by this country road in front of their property. He had his 22 or his gun, whatever his gun was, strapped on his back while he was doing his gardening work. This operator, Jeff Miley from Miley Gas, drove by and saw him, and then he reported to the local sheriffs that Jeff Bond pointed his gun at him. He'd end up in jail for the weekend for that. They came and arrested him. It was the weekend. It was Friday, I guess, so it took him until Monday to get him out of jail. So all these things are happening to these people because they want them to be quiet. And their son, who works for this gathering company and found all this stuff out, they were trying to get him fired. They were threatening him with firing his job. So Dave Ball, this ODNR inspector, Dave Ball, and... who's the other one? Jeff Miley and the owner of the gathering company that their son Noah was working for had a conference call one day, and they were trying to convince his boss to fire him because he wouldn't keep his mouth shut, basically, about what was going on. He was telling them that they're stealing all this gas. They're not using meters. There's no meters on these wells, so they're stealing everybody's gas.
Now, does the law or regulations require a meter?
I'm not exactly sure how the law is,
at least in the city here. I know we don't have a guest-o-meter honor system with AEP or Columbia Gas.
My guess is that the law would say that there has to be meters, but I'm not sure because none of his wells have meters, so I'm not sure. I know that Noah
maybe
Miley...
Maybe it's $200 worth, maybe it's $4. You just guesstimate.
It's guesstimating, right.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times you pay them $30 a month for this stuff. And these were, most of these wells were wells that were supposed to be non-productive in the first place. So nobody was under the radar. That's part of the problem.
So the Bonds retained an attorney, one or more?
That's one of the problems all the people we're talking to are having now because the Bonds went to a couple of attorneys. There are people up in Carroll County. There are people up in other places that the Freshwater Accountability Project has been talking to lately. They've been to a lot of attorneys, and once they get an attorney and they start working with them, they find out, especially when they go to court, that their allegiance isn't necessarily 100% to their clients. It seems to be that a lot of attorneys kind of help the business out and the courts out a little bit. And kind of taint their allegiance to their clients when it comes to landowners. It's that seems to be what's happening. The Bonds went through one attorney down in Noble County. Can't remember his name. They actually spent $4,800 with the guy, and then basically at one point he told him, "Well, hey, I'm not going to really do anything with you guys on this because I'm a Republican." He already told him, "Because I'm a Republican."
Allegiance.
So, you know, he's not going to mess with the industry, with the gas industry, because he's a Republican. That's what he told him, basically. So they left him, and now they've got a guy, Tom Paxton, or I think his name is Tom Paxton. Paxton's his last name. And I think he's the guy that has the 12 lawsuits, the one or 12 lawsuits against Antero Resources and Miley Gas Company in Noble County. Now, the Bonds told me there are actually, I think, 127 lawsuits in three counties down there going on. I don't know how accurate that is. But it sounds like there's a lot of lawsuits on fraudulent leasing going on. And another aspect that just happened was that Carrie Bond called a town meeting about a year ago, and about 70 people showed up, or I guess maybe 75 people showed up in the Senecaville area around Seneca Lake. And when they got there, she asked all these people at the meeting, "Does anybody have Jeff Miley's company's name on your mineral rights leases as owning the wells, as owning the leases to the wells?" None of them did, and he's the one that's controlling all of it. And then there was another meeting a few months ago with Antero Resources. They were trying to gather everybody up, because they were going to start doing the drilling, and they needed their units, they needed to gather everybody up, and they wanted everybody to sign on their leases and get everything finalized so they could do the drilling. And it came that the morning of that meeting they called, they had already signed all the leases and so forth with Jeff Bond, and then they were basically telling everybody else something different at the meeting. And so there's a lot of really shaky stuff going on with people's minimum rights.
So on March 6, 2013, can you confirm Kerry Bond met with the Ohio Inspector General and filed a formal complaint?
Yes, and it was the Ohio Inspector General. It was actually at the FBI office. The FBI was there also. And
so you're saying the FBI was at the same meeting with
right.
the Ohio Inspector General?
Yes, and I think the thing that stood out for the FBI agent was that one of the Form 7s that the Bonds have obtained, I don't know exactly how they obtained it, through record requests. This Form 7, I can't remember what it was dated at, but it was one of their wells that was transferred back years ago from one operator to Jeff Marley. It was actually a tampered document. They actually had two documents that was supposed to be one. And the first document had one notary on it, and the second document, the FBI agent and the Inspector General agent studied it for a while, and they agreed that it was definitely a tampered document. It was a fraudulent document. And they had actually copied the first one, then they erased part of it and did over it. They had actually three notaries from three different dates on it. One of the notaries from the document was actually an employee of the drilling company at the time. And the person that this Form 7 was supposed to be transferring from, I believe, they talked to him later. He had no idea that they were doing this. And it was a stamped signature, and he said he didn't even know about this document. So there's a lot of this kind of
you
stuff going on.
Stamped from the notary?
It was actually Mr. Quest. It was with Transatlantic Gas, I think it was called Transatlantic. They were transferring from Transatlantic to, I think, Miley Gas, and they used a rubber stamp for the president or the owner of Transatlantic to do the document. And when the Bonds talked to him, he said he had no clue that they did this. He wasn't there. He didn't approve the stamp. And so there's a lot of very interesting things going on with these documentation to get things going. But the big thing that we're really concerned about is this Miley Gas has 1,200 wells that I don't think he can account for. On these Form 7s, they're supposed to have the paper trail of the mineral rights through the county recorder. And that's supposed to be attached to the Form 7s that the Department of Natural Resources has in order to permit. And none of his Form 7s, as I've seen, have this, because he can't. He doesn't have a tax ID number. He can't go through the process, as I understand it, of doing the title searches to prove that he has the mineral rights to transfer them to him.
So if we're looking at alleged mass fraud, is this related to the oil and gas boom? Isn't in any way relating to fracking or desires to perhaps frack under the watershed in Seneca Lake?
Well, yes, I think the most telling thing there is from Cindy Van Dyne, the second inspector that they saw, that basically told them to their face, the Bonds to their face, that Governor Kasich wants to push this through. We're trying to, kind of keep quiet about these things, basically, and get this thing through. And I mean, this stuff's been going on for years. I'm sure the oil and gas industry's been doing fraudulent stuff probably for a long, long time. And a lot of people probably understand this, but it's just that now
it's kind of Walmart bulk wholesale fraud, right? It's
you
bundle 1,200 of these.
That's what it's getting down to, right? And there's so much at stake now with contamination, water contamination, people's land. There's a lot of lawsuits going on with contamination and so forth, and especially up in Carroll County with fraudulent leasing. It's just, where do you start with this thing? Where do you start?
So. Well, we started here on the other side of the news. Thanks a lot, Greg Pace, for coming in. We'll have you back on to update this story.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob.
You've been listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis, and we urge you to go to thefreepress.org and look for an update of this radio broadcast, freepress.org.